WTRC AM, WTRC FM HD3, W277DT Hartford, WSNG Torrington, WMMW Meredith, the talk of Connecticut.
The polls are opening now in two more states. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Voters in Massachusetts and Tennessee ready to cast ballots on Super Tuesday.
We have got to move toward a government which believes in justice, not greed.
Bernie Sanders hopes to extend his delegate lead today. He rallied in Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar's home state, hours after she dropped out and endorsed Joe Biden.
Vote for Joe. Vote for decency. Vote for dignity.
Two other ex-Democratic candidates, Pete Buttigieg and Beto O'Rourke, also endorsed Biden.
Just a few days ago, the press and the pundits declared this campaign dead.
There are 14 primaries today. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Prince William County, Virginia.
Dave, here in Virginia, 99 delegates are up for grabs, the fourth largest haul today. Mike Bloomberg campaigned here yesterday, reacting to news that Buttigieg and Klobuchar dropped out of the race and threw their support behind Biden.
They represented their country and their states very well, and I'm so sorry for them, but I'm in it to win it.
Bernie Sanders told supporters in Utah there's a massive effort to stop him. The big prizes today are in California with 415 delegates and Texas with 228. Dave?
Well, Rachel, Republicans don't vote today in Virginia, but do in 13 other Super Tuesday states. President Trump rallied in North Carolina.
We're going to defeat the radical socialists. We're going to win the great state of North Carolina in a landslide.
Fox News Radio will cover the results tonight starting at 7 p.m. Eastern, live on the Fox News app. Parts of Tennessee have been twisted apart by at least two tornadoes.
We're not going to understand the scope and the breadth of this damage at all until we actually get first light.
Greg Bobo, some meteorologist with Fox 17. In Nashville, which is reporting at least five people are dead. Dozens of buildings have collapsed in Nashville, and there's damage in other counties as well. America's listening to Fox News.
Do business more powerfully during Dell's semi-annual sale. Save up to 45% on Dell computers and servers with Intel Core processors. It's time for you to upgrade to new, modern devices with Windows 10. Also, save on electronics and accessories, plus free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-BUY-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find just the right tech. That's 877-BUY-DELL or visit dell.com/businessdeals.
See them all around town. Cintas trucks and their service reps taking care of customers. When companies use Cintas, you know they're confident and ready. Cintas helps with their fire protection and first aid and safety programs, handles their apparel solutions, and helps keep their facility and restrooms clean and stocked. So you know those companies care about their employees, facilities, and image. When all those things work together, they're ready for business.
Oh, I'm ready!
Get Cintas and get ready for the workday.
The coronavirus has spread now to 11 U.S. states. More than 100 people infected. Six have died in Washington state. Now, over in China, there are the fewest new cases since the outbreak started, 125. But in South Korea, there's another big spike, 851 new cases reported today. And the U.S. may clamp down on travel even more.
The White House says it is considering expanding travel restrictions as the number of coronavirus cases worldwide continues to grow. President Trump says the administration is mulling over widening restrictions on travel to and from certain countries where they're having more of a breakout. The president telling a rally in North Carolina Monday.
Keeping our borders strong. My job is to protect the health of American patients and Americans first.
The U.S. is currently prohibiting entry from China and Iran, but so far the White House has not said which countries could be added to the list. In Washington, Sean Langel, Fox News.
There are reports coming out of Iran that the head of that country's emergency medical services has now been infected with the coronavirus. On Wall Street, the rebound from the fear of the virus and that sell-off may continue. Dow futures up more than 200 now as markets also rise across Europe the day after the Dow at its biggest point game ever, nearly 1,300. Now sports. The Bucks get stopped. Miami ended Milwaukee's six-game win streak to eat held Giannis Antetokounmpo to a season-low 13 points. The Rockets also failed to launch a seventh straight win.
Westbrook against Ntilikina.
New York's snap Houston's win streak, 125-123 on MSG. In college basketball, fourth-ranked Baylor, a winner in overtime over Texas Tech. And in hockey, the Colorado Avalanche won their seventh straight game. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
The following testimonial is provided by the Catholic Cemeteries Association of the Archdiocese of Hartford.
Thing with death, none of us look forward to it, and it's not a happy time. But if you plan ahead, and like we did, and purchase things ahead of time, it makes it much more bearable, because when we were going through our grief, the last thing I would have wanted to do was go walk a cemetery to find the appropriate place to bury our child. And having made that decision ahead of time, it made it that much easier. And when you think about your own mortality, you don't want to put that on your loved ones to have to decide where you may want to be or where you may be comfortable. So if you make those plans ahead of time, it makes the grieving process a little bit easier and takes a little bit of weight off the people that are making that decision.
Yeah, a lot more bearable for the people who survive you.
Attend a Dignity of Life seminar to begin your end-of-life planning. Call 1-800-505-0080.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
Get social with us. The talk of Connecticut is all over social media, and we want you to join us. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and check out our pictures on Instagram. Just find Talk OCT, and that's us. Get your news and information from the Talk of Connecticut on your phone, iPad, and desktop.
Look for the Talk of Connecticut all over your news feed.
Slow-moving traffic, I-84 eastbound, exit 43 to the 91 flyover. In Waterbury, construction, Route 8 southbound, I-84 to Washington Avenue. One lane is open. No problems on I-91 up from New Haven to Hartford to Bradley Airport. Route 2 looks good. I-84 westbound now is moving slow from the Bulkley Bridge to exit 47. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
Getting up past 60 degrees today, but heavy rain is expected later on this afternoon. Right now, it is 47 degrees in Vernon.
The Brad Davis Radio Program with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 103.3. We are the Talk of Connecticut.
After 7 o'clock, good morning, it's Gary Byron at 7:09. So, Governor Ned Lamont, he's expressed some support for a proposed bill to expunge certain criminal records, a backing that advocates applauded, even as they said the proposal should be even broader. Oh, my goodness. There's a quote here from Ned Lamont. It's, quote, "You served your time. You deserve that second chance.
Whatever happened some years ago is not a lifetime sentence. We need you. We need each and every one of those folks who are formerly incarcerated back in the game, able to work with respect and dignity. End quote. That was from Governor Ned Lamont, and he said this at a Voices of Justice symposium in Hartford. Lamont whisked in and out of the event, after talking up his clean slate bill, a proposal that would automatically clear low-level misdemeanors if people don't commit any other crimes for 7 years. As the governor walked out the door, members of the congregation organized for a new Connecticut, which is C-O-N-E-C-T, Connect. Congregations organized for a new Connecticut. I wonder what comes first, Christian. Does the name come first or the acronym? Do they try to fit the, they come up with a good acronym and say, all right, we got to come up with some words.
I think I would adjust it. I think you're right. I think the acronym did, it's like the chicken and the egg. Except in this case, it's
you know, we're the congregations organized for a new Connecticut. Oh, you mean Connect?
Whoa! Right?
Oh my goodness! Lo and behold,
give that person a raise.
Or do they say this? Let's come up with an organization called Connect. But now we gotta. It's like a puzzle. We gotta fit the words that And I don't mean to pick on them. I mean anything. You pick any acronym. But I digress. So after Connect members handed him 805 letters encouraging him to support a broader proposal that would automatically expunge felonies and shorten the time individuals must remain crime-free for their records to be cleared. There's broad public support for automatic expungement of criminal records. A poll recently released by the ACLU of Connecticut's Smart Justice team showed the majority of voters are in favor of clean slate, with 60% of respondents indicating they back such a measure if people remain crime-free for 5 years. More than three-quarters of those polled, including 64% of Republicans and 80% of independents, said people convicted of a crime can become productive community members if they get help that addresses their criminal behavior. Just 22% said people convicted of a crime are unlikely to change and will almost always pose a threat to society. All right, we got to talk about this bill a little bit more. We will bring in our first guest of the morning. She represents the town of Bristol in the state legislature. It is State Representative Kara Pavlock. Kara, good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going there?
It is going great, although it is 7 in the morning.
Yeah. Well, boy, you're a real trooper to be joining us this early, huh? I know.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having me.
And you have your little guy, too. Did he keep you up all night, or is he sleeping through the overnight now?
He is sick. He does have a cold, so he usually does sleep through the night, but he has the sniffles, so...
Oh.
He's been up a little bit.
Poor Leo. We hope Leo gets better, feels better.
Thank you.
All right, so you're a little familiar with this clean slate bill, right?
I am. I actually met the other day with a landlord's organization to discuss this bill.
Okay.
Because they have concerns from their perspective as to how this bill will affect them if they have to, screen for tenants. Mm-hmm. And, in these buildings, there's many different tenants, some women and children. And, if they're not able to see backgrounds of different individuals who are applying, then they're putting their other tenants at risk. And one of the issues is that we haven't seen, this bill is, of course, supposed to change, and we haven't seen the final version and exactly how expanded it is going to be when it comes to what crimes are going to be erased.
Interesting. Do you remember the second chance bill that when I was in the legislature with you, I don't even know what year this was, 17 or 18. There was a second chance bill, and what is the difference then between that bill and this bill?
Second chance, I don't remember all the details of, though I do remember it for certain crimes and possession of, I remember, marijuana and other drugs. it was reducing the penalty and or getting rid of it altogether. There was no charge now for possession of a small amount of marijuana. This is for, right now I believe it's listed as Class B and Class C misdemeanors.
Misdemeanors, right.
Yes. Getting rid of that record after 5 years of the them being indicted.
Okay, so you're an attorney. You're an attorney as well. So, what is a Class B misdemeanor then? What would fall into that category?
So, now I don't practice criminal law.
Okay,
but I have talked to the chair of this committee and have gone through the bill. And again, you know, this came to my attention through a couple different groups, one including Landlords Association. Mm-hmm. So an example of Class B misdemeanor, I have a few here: obscenity, negligent hunting in the third degree, computer crime, fifth degree, vendor fraud, fifth degree. I think when we look at, actually, you know, and I apologize, it's actually Class C and Class D misdemeanors.
Oh, pardon me. Out. Okay.
So let me give you a couple Class Cs. Criminal trespass in the third degree, criminal mischief, larceny in the sixth degree, fraud. A lot of these, I find this interesting because, you know, as an attorney, when I applied to be an attorney with the Bar Association and the state of Connecticut, a lot of times what they're asking for when they're asking, hey, have you committed a crime before, they're looking for crimes that relate to your truth and veracity. You know, they want to see, are you going, you know, this is a position that we're giving you and you're supposed to be truthful. And when somebody, when an employer or somebody, you know, a landlord is screening people, you know, they don't, they'll ask somebody, hey, you know, I see you have something on your record. You know, they're not going to not rent to somebody. And I've heard this directly from them for, you know, loitering about school grounds, something like that. You know, they want to get their properties rented. But, you know, when you're talking about crimes that have to do with, that reflect their ability to be truthful, then I think that's where there's a concern.
How often are these misdemeanors performed, or I what's the word I'm looking for? I mean, in other words, somebody gets arrested for a Class C or D misdemeanor. Does it happen once, or does it continue to happen over and over again?
You know, I don't know what those statistics are. I can tell you that, you know, some of the other questions, or another question that we have is, if you're, you know, because I guess they set up a task force and people to look into this to see, you know, exactly what you're asking. But what they also haven't looked into is, how does this affect, you know, if I'm renting to somebody, that's a risk for me. And what about my insurance? Is my insurance going to go up? You know, there's other parts about this that they haven't looked into. So, again, those are questions that I can't answer, and I don't know if other people can answer as well, because they're not landlords and they're not these employers. So, of course, they can't answer those questions.
I'm really conflicted with this because, you know, with a lot of things, and as a state legislator, I know you know that you've got to look at things from more than one angle. You have to be as objective as possible. And this is one of those things where, imagine, and we've all done this. Imagine being, you know, in your late teens or your early 20s, and you do something stupid. Now, I'm not talking about committing a felony. I'm not talking about hard crime. I'm talking about you did something stupid, which is falls into that category of a Class C or Class D misdemeanor. Okay, and then you know what? You get your act together and you move on with life, and it's been a few years, and you're living a good life and clean life, and you know, we all have regrets in life, and you sit there and go, oh, but all of a sudden that is following you everywhere. You can't get a job because it comes up on, you know, the reports that, you know, you were once arrested. So I do understand that point of view where it's like, oh my goodness, I made one stupid mistake when I was 22 years old, and here I am almost 30, and you know, my goodness, is that going to follow me around forever? You know, I didn't exactly perform the crime of the century over here. It was something right. Stupid and silly. Okay, yeah, I didn't even do jail. They arrested me and they released me. You know, I mean, it's something like that. You know, and on the other hand, let's face it. You know, I mean, if you're an employer, or if you, like to your point, you know, if you're our landlord. landlord, you want to make sure that you have a respectable individual, that this person's responsible, and it's not somebody that's going to cause trouble. I mean, it's hard to paint each individual with the same stroke of the brush, you know, because there are going to be those who have learned from their mistake and truly want to move on and better their life and have a better life. And then there are those who, well, I sad to say, what will enact the same crime again and maybe even again and again, you know. How do you discern who is whom, you know?
Well, I completely agree, and I know that there are statistics that say after, I believe it's 5 years, that if you haven't reoffended, that you're likely not to reoffend again. But again, that is why, you know, landlords and employers, that's why they ask. And unfortunately, I don't want people to be, you know, not apply for jobs and not apply for housing, thinking, oh, I'm just going to get rejected, because I know when they are asked questions, hey, what is that? Did it just happen once? I mean, again and again, I know that somebody is not going to be rejected from renting an apartment for, you know, something that happened 10 years ago, you know, that's really just a minor mistake. But again, we're looking at changes to this bill that could include felonies.
Oh, whoa. Stop right there.
Possibly include nonviolent felons.
Felonies.
And other crimes. And that's where, again, as an employer and as a landlord, it is up to them. I don't know when we became a society where actions don't have consequences.
Yeah, they do. Of course they do.
And that's the choice you make when you decide to do something. And that is life, Gary. That is something we all make choices that we regret. And that is just, that's part of being an adult.
You know what, Kara? You may have just changed my mind on this, because once you said the word felony, whoa, I'm like, I'm trying to read up on some of this. But then again, you may have either an updated version of this bill or aware of people trying to change the existing language to something else. You know, I'm trying to rationalize this and say, all right, who amongst us, you know, hasn't done something stupid earlier in their life? And the language says over, what, 7 years or 5 years or 7 years? You know, listen, that the proof is in the pudding. If you've proven yourself over that amount of time that you're not, you know, reenacting the same crime over and over again, okay, you did something stupid. The second you mentioned felony, however, I change my mind completely on the bill and say no. Because to that very point that you just brought up, Kara, they have consequences. If you can't do the time, then don't do the crime. That's the old saying, you know?
Right. And you know, we do have, don't forget, we do have the check the box. We got rid of the check the box for applications for employment a couple
of
years ago.
I remember.
We do have expungement. So there are avenues that you can't take. And I read somebody saying in an article that expungement is so hard. And I'm sorry, it's not. It is not that difficult. You don't have to hire a $500 an hour attorney to do an expungement. Is it easy? No, but you follow the directions, which are all on the state's website.
All right, so before I wrap things up with you, all right, where is this? Is this bill currently in judish?
It is.
Yeah. And has it had a public hearing yet?
I don't believe it has, but that must be soon if it has not occurred yet. You know, I'm entrenched in the public hearing and committee meetings of insurance and real estate, so I am not sure where this is at, but I do know that Senator Winfield did want to make changes, and because, you know, bills change so frequently that that some of these topics that we've discussed as far as changing what crimes are covered has not been finalized. That language hasn't been seen yet.
And finally, Kara, what do you think that this bill, keeping in mind it's a short session, do you think that this bill has legs this year? Do you think it's going to go anywhere? Or do you think there's just no time and there's just too controversial and there's too many changes that Senator Winfield or whomever want to make? Or do you think it'll just kind of go on the wayside and die?
Well, because a couple other major bills have already died or are dying, I think this one does have a chance. Because, you know, we start out with so many, and then there are the strong ones that that end up making it through, and this really could be one of them. Of course, it's going to be a talker, and if there's something we are really passionate about, we can talk for a very long time, and because our constituents have a lot of questions, so this could very well make it through.
Yeah, I know that there were some people who had signed their names to co-sponsor this bill and then quickly took it off. So I think I think Ritter's name is on there, and I think maybe Duff or somebody else. There's a couple of them that are on there. But if I remember correctly, a few weeks back when I was looking at it, it had a lot more names as co-sponsors, and those names have just kind of gone on the wayside. That's it. State Representative Kara Pavlock, thank you so much for being with us this morning. Really appreciate your time on this.
Oh, thank you very much.
You got it. 25 minutes after the hour of 7. Hey, it's Gary Byron at 888-574-2723. Your phones when we come back.
Local issues, local talk. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. The Brad Davis Radio Program on the Talk of Connecticut.
The best Rat Pack tribute show is coming to the Palace Theater, Waterbury, Friday, March 6th. Grab your fedoras and relive the timeless charm of Vegas in the 60s.
Hi, I'm Sandy Hackett. You're probably familiar with my dad, Buddy Hackett, and all his friends, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Joey Bishop. That's who I play in the show, called Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show. It's terrific. It's wonderful.
Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show, coming to the Palace Theater in Waterbury, March 6th. For tickets, go to palacetheaterct.org.
How does an Oral-B electric toothbrush provides such an amazing clean? Simple. Take a dentist-inspired round brush head, add power, and voila. And that's all there is to say. So, maybe use this extra time to brush your teeth. Power on an Oral-B. Brush like a pro.
One in three adults has prediabetes. That means it could be you, your best man, your worst man. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org to know where you stand. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This is Fox on Justice. At January's March for Life in Washington, there was lots of talk about Louisiana.
I see the bands and the chains dropping off of Roe versus Wade.
Louisiana State Legislator Katrina Jackson among the speakers. Organizers knew then that a new Louisiana abortion law would soon come before the U.S. Supreme Court. That case happens Wednesday. The law requires doctors who perform abortions in Louisiana to have admitting privileges at a nearby hospital.
Well, it's definitely going to mean clinic closure in Louisiana, and basically that's going to put abortion care out of reach for the women that need it the most.
Kathleen Pittman is with the Hope Medical Group for Women, one of three remaining clinics performing abortions in the state. Supporters say the law is meant to protect women. A similar law in Texas was declared unconstitutional in 2016, but that was before the addition of Justices Neil Gorsuch and Brett Kavanaugh. A ruling is expected in June. With Fox on Justice, Hank Weinblum, Fox News.
Moving traffic, Route 2 westbound between Exit 8 and Exit 2. I-84 westbound, Exit 56 to 47. I-84 eastbound, Exit 39 to 46. And in Middletown, your stop-and-go Route 9 northbound, Exit 12 to Washington Street. I'm Eddie Schaefer, Time Saver Traffic.
Getting up past 60 degrees today, but heavy rain is expected later on this afternoon. Right now, it is 48 degrees in East Hartford.
The Brad Davis Radio Program with Gary Byron, AM 1360, 610, 1470, and FM 103.3. We are the Talk of Connecticut.
Excuse me, 728. Gary Byron here. We're going to go back. Oh, you know what? We're not going to go to the phones right now. We got to take a break in about a minute and a half.
That wouldn't be real.
It was almost. We should have just extended that break. That was like it's crazy. You
know. I just wanted to hear your voice.
Well, thank you very much. I'm sure everybody else does too.
That's why we're here.
Being sarcastic. Listen, the Metropolitan District, yep, they're back in the news, folks. They passed another controversial new ordinance which changes the price. Some customers will pay for water. The department argues it'll encourage people to purchase more water, which is going to help lower rates. The ordinance took a long time to pass because there was so much opposition to it. Yeah, you think? MDC argues that this is going to allow it to sell more water and increase revenue that goes back to customers. Of course, there are frustrated protesters that say this is a corporate giveaway. Yeah, of course, it's going to help. It's going to help one. It's going to help two types of people. It's going to help the institutions such as hospitals